You're listening to a Get Serial podcast. It's that time of the day. We're joined by a couple special guests in studio.
We are. I'm very excited for our next guest. We have got two of the five of this next band that we're going to be talking about. We have got some incredible artists talking to us about their new single and their latest album that's coming out very soon. Bianca, who do we have in studio?
So we have the wonderful band, the Vovos. So the Vovos are maybe the coolest teenage punk band in Melbourne and have been for a couple years now. They've just dropped their new single, Pink Milk, I believe on the 1st of February or the 17th. I'll double check that in just a second. And are here to discuss their upcoming album, Lilla Gubin, which drops on the 1st of March in just a week. So hi guys, how are we feeling?
Hi.
I'm feeling good.
I'm so excited.
Yes, very exciting time.
This is a long time coming, this album. We spent so much work on it. I'm so glad it's here. It's almost 1 week.
Ooh, definitely excited for that one. But we'll take a step back for a second and, you know, just a bit of an icebreaker here. So we are a breakfast radio show. We're going to know, what's your ideal breakfast?
Oh, interesting. I love scrambled eggs. It's long-term favorite of mine. It's like easy enough that I could do it, but also like still special. Like I wouldn't do it all the time.
Yeah, fair enough.
I like scrambled eggs too, or just generally eggs. But for my everyday breakfast, I would go muesli and fruit and yogurt. So the eggs is the special one too.
Yeah.
The eggs are a special treat.
Yes.
Yeah, they take a bit more effort, I feel like. Yeah, we don't have time in the mornings. I should say, we have Lou and we have Ruby. And can you tell us a little bit about your roles in the band? Because we don't have everyone in today.
Sure thing. So, yeah, I'm Lou and I'm the bass player of the Vovos.
I'm Ruby and I play keys in the Vovos. we also do backing vocals,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we do lots of little backing vocals, things like that.
Definitely. Well, we're going to start off moving all the way back to your first meeting as a band. So in 2017, you met at a band camp. Could you elaborate on that and let us know a little bit more about that in particular?
Yeah, it was a crazy cool camp called Girls Rock, and it was all about empowering women and gender diverse, well, actually girls and gender diverse kids, like all from, I don't know, like around like 10 to 17 kind of age group, empowering them to make rock music. So we'd get together and meet cool musicians and learn an instrument and make a band and write songs and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and then at the end of the week you get to perform at like a pub kind of situation and play your song for...
How was that, performing in a pub after the meetup? Because that would have been, what, a pretty quick get-together and put together a song, yeah?
Yeah.
Like 5 days, you write a song and then you have to play it.
It was definitely like hard, but like not like impossible, and it definitely challenges you to like... do something you've never done before, really. Everyone there, even people who are, like, musicians who'd played for a long time were like, this is crazy. And it was so cool. Like, when you're 13, to play at a pub is like, whoa.
No, totally. We'll move on from that a little bit, and we'll kind of dive into the name, the Vovos. Now, the Vovos, for a lot of us, are probably little Arnott's biscuits. Is that where you got the name? Where do we get the name the Vovos?
Well, originally, yes, it was the biscuit.
Yeah,
it just matched our aesthetic, I guess. And then...
Yeah, they're very pretty. They're pink and they're red and they're white and they taste so bad. so it was definitely part of the inspiration. Also, like, there's this crazy story about apparently the owner of Arnott's, because they kind of look a little bit like vaginas, which was the other reason we named the band this. And we always do, it's the undercover reason. And apparently the owner of Arnott's made the Vovos biscuit based off of his mistress.
Oh my God.
And apparently she was blonde, and that's why it's coconut.
That is
the
not
more
a.
You know.
I was going to say, I thought you were going to talk about Kevin Rudd and how he kind of helped sell Vovos. I didn't think it was going to go in that direction.
Yeah, definitely not.
We're a very educational show this morning. It's great. Perfect. And can you tell me, because I'm curious, when you met at the band camp, did you kind of instantly know you were going to form this band beyond the camp, or was it kind of like you met there and then you reconnected? What was the process like?
Well, actually, we didn't all meet there. So Ada and I became friends at the first camp, and we were like, we should probably do a band at some point. And then the second camp came around, and we're like, we should definitely do a band. And then Ada went to school with Ruby. That's how she got involved. And Beth got involved because she also went to the camp, but we weren't super close. But we had a mutual friend who was like, I know a guitar player, if you want a guitar player. And we're like, yeah, we do. And yeah, Mika came a little later to the band. And we had Ruby's sister, Bibi, for a little bit as well.
Ooh. I think we'll move a little bit further in for the moment. Now, a lot of your music is focused on things that you wouldn't expect, like your like for chickens, plants, and two-minute noodles. Where do these ideas come from? Personally, I love them.
Well, we did start songwriting quite young. So as like 15, 16-year-olds, they were kind of the exciting things at the time, two-minute noodles and plants. I don't know, they're fun things to write about. I think it's funny.
Yeah, I think also the process for our band is we just hang out and we're all just best friends, just talking about random stuff and just doing nothing for hours. And then, so like weird little conversation turns just happen, and that ends up in a song about stuff that maybe you wouldn't write with someone that you don't know as closely.
Fair enough. And I'll dive into something that, in doing research, I saw this argument, and I want to know how you guys feel about it. So you guys have been described as a rebuttal to the condescending guitar boys that are clogging up the music scene. What do you feel about that phrase?
I feel very good about that phrase. Yeah. I feel like a rebuttal against that. We have a line somewhere. I don't remember what the song is that we have a line in about guitar boys.
It's a song we haven't released yet.
Oh, it's a song we haven't released yet.
We can say it or not.
Yeah, I just actually can't remember. What is the song?
It's Ditzy and Upset.
Ah, Ditzy and Upset.
Might be worth keeping an eye out for that one. That's going to be on
March
the new album, I assume.
Is the day the album comes out. You can listen to that one. We talk about guitar boys.
Definitely excited to see that. And we do actually have something as a gift for you guys.
Oh,
I'm a little bit disappointed you guys said you weren't a fan of them.
No, I take everything back. I love them so much.
They'll be decorative. You can put them on the shelf.
They are pretty.
They're pretty, though. They're so beautiful.
Definitely. Well, we did bring in a packet. They can probably hear the scrunching on the mic, but we did bring in a packet of Arnott's iced Vovos for
my
you guys.
My favourite biscuit. So, I have never said a bad word about
if you can
so
pass
sweet.
Them on to someone, maybe.
But I will treasure every one of them.
Oh, perfect. Well, stick around, guys, because we are going to talk more about the song and the album Pink Milk and Lilla Gubin coming up after these next couple songs. You're listening to Get Cereal on Sin.
Now, welcome back to Get Cereal, where we're interviewing the Vovos, an exciting Melbourne-based band who've been described as punk witch on ABC Triple J. I'm excited to talk a bit more to them. Bianca.
Well, first off, you guys had a bit of a giggle at that. I'm curious, how do you feel about being called punk witches?
Amazing.
I love that.
That's really cool.
I haven't heard that one before.
That feels amazing and strong and our brand.
Perfect. Speaking of your brand, so your new song Pink Milk just came out, and I'm curious to know, what does that song mean to you?
I think Pink Milk is kind of like our manifesto. It's our experience in the music industry, our kind of ethos as a band. It's all about making up with our own rules and deciding what we want to consider punk or what we want to consider cool music, I guess. And about kind of like, yeah, this is who we are, which is why we really wanted it as a single.
Yeah, I totally agree. You just said it all.
Thanks, Ruby.
Well, I'm happy you released it as a single because I got to go through the lyrics a little bit. And in the song, you mention the name Lola over and over.
Oh, yes.
I'm curious, who is Lola?
Lola is from the kids' TV show Charlie and Lola, who drinks her pink milk.
Yeah.
Is that where the name for the song comes from as well?
Yes.
I'm guessing the both of you grew up very much with Charlie and Lola then?
I did, yeah.
Lots of that.
Perfect to hear. Well, we'll bounce off the pink milk name a little bit. So obviously it's named pink milk, but I've got to ask, what's your favourite flavour of milk? Is it pink or maybe you're looking for a bit of chalky?
Once again, we pick things that we don't really like to consume very much. I have to be honest, I bought a bit of pink milk for like promotion of this song and I literally couldn't finish a glass of it. I was like, this is horrific. And then you say you've got another present for us. It's pink milk. Can you imagine?
I didn't bring any milk in, don't worry.
Yeah, I think I would totally go chocolate milk over pink milk, but it does look pretty because it's pink.
I know.
That's the way it goes.
Now, I have to ask, in the music video, great visuals, but there is a very cool flower guitar that stood out to both myself and Annabelle. Is there a story behind that? Because that is so cool.
Well, it's called a Daisy Rock, and Arda found it. I think it's a brand in, Queensland or something. And
it's a brand. The Daisy Rock is a brand of guitar that is designed for, female bodies. So they're smaller and lighter guitars because guitars were designed for, the classic man vibes. And they also look really cute. And lots of famous guitar players have used them over the years. And there are in love hearts and flowers and all sorts of stars, I think, that kind of thing. They're very fun.
They definitely look it. And you mentioned famous, I guess, guitar players, but other famous musicians. So I have to ask, what musicians stand out as, I guess, inspirations to the both of you?
Oh, my God.
That's a hard question.
That's a good question.
I love the Beths. I'm actually going to go see them in a couple of weeks. They're a New Zealand band.
That's very exciting.
That's the first one that comes to mind, but I don't know. Can you think of another one?
We've definitely had seasons of music that all of the band just is obsessed with and we play every time we get together. Like right now, I've got a Body Type t-shirt. And we love Body Type. We go see their gigs all the time. They're a Sydney-based band, and Soph, the singer, is one of the people who run our record label. So we're just having a moment with Body Type, the band. They're amazing and awesome and cool. But, right at the beginning of the band, we loved, Courtney Barnett and Camp Cope, for example. But, yeah, we've had lots of different eras of the band.
No, totally.
Obsessed with.
And I think I'll bounce back for just one second. You did mention gigs. So I know you guys have some gigs coming up soon, and then you guys have a tour as well. So can we hype up those ones? Let us know where they are, and what can people expect if they were to rock up?
The next show we're playing is Across the Punt, which is the 2nd of March, so day after release, actually. And that's at Lily Tavern and also the Gem.
Yeah.
The Gem Bar.
It's like an all-day mini festival kind of thing, so you can go to these two venues and see lots and lots of bands. And we're included, which will be fun. And then I just don't know. I'm really bad at this part of the band. Everyone's like, what's your next show? And I'm like, well.
Then we're playing End of It and...
Oh, yeah.
There's the one either the day before or the day after. I can't actually remember. It's the weekend of the 16th of March.
Yeah, but End of It is going to be a really cool show. It's all about raising awareness for endometriosis. And so it's huge lineup full of bands. Come and you can dance and then just think about this really difficult disease. So we're excited about that one to help out that cause.
Yeah. Definitely excited to see you guys there. But I think with that, we'll start to wrap up our interview for today. So you have your new album coming out on the 1st. Just what can people expect to hear when they do listen to it?
They can expect to have their socks rocked off them. That's how I feel about that. I think it's going to be amazing. I'm obsessed with this album. I'm listening to it all the time.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Can't wait for everyone else to listen to it all the time.
So definitely. It's really good.
Well, where can people find the album and find more about you guys when they want to and when they will, because everyone's going to, look you guys up?
Yeah, all the social media. We're at The Vovos, The Vovos Band on Facebook. And yeah, we've got links to things. Our Bandcamp is where you can buy the record in its physical sense and then stream it wherever you would normally stream stuff.
Fair enough. And look, firstly, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been great having you in, and definitely excited to give some of your album a spin on radio. But I will have one final question. We did mention that you guys aren't fans of the Vovos, so I do have to ask, what's your favourite Biggie?
Oh, we do get asked this often, and I do change my mind.
Yeah.
Every time. I like a mint chocolate.
Like a mint slice?
Yeah, mint slice.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you right now. I think if I was to go into the shopping centre and look at him, I would be standing there until I just walk away.
Tim Tam?
Maybe Tim Tam. Actually, that's a really good one.
Both really, really good choices. But with that, we're going to go into what is another great choice. It is Pink Milk by the Vovos. You're listening to Get Cereal on Sin. Thank you again for joining us.